Good morning. I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Are you looking for a fun new way to get your exercise? Well, today we are talking about Full Motion Family Empowerment with performance artist and educator Allison Mackey. Full Motion Family Empowerment is Allison's passionate project that brings more joy and unity to families and communities through exploring their creative expression. Allison travels to schools, groups, and events to share hula hoop dance and stretch programs and performances that highlight hooping with special hoops that all ages can easily succeed at, techniques for quick mastery, tips on learning tricks, and the message that we are all dancers and hoopers. We are also joined by one of Allison's clients, Sharon Wells. Gals, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Allison, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, what would you like to know?
I'd like to know, first of all, your background and what brought you to Full Motion Family Empowerment.
Okay, certainly. I grew up here in Lowell, and I attended UMass and U-Lowell when it was called that. And I got a business degree and then a teaching degree, and I was working as a private tutor. I had moved out to Colorado, Boulder, Colorado.
Ooh, nice.
And, yeah, it's beautiful out there. And I ended up, after many years, realizing that that the health issues that I'd been struggling with and just wondering what's wrong, turned out to be food allergies and digestive issues. And it hit a low point at age 30. And I got very ill, and I happened to be out there in Colorado, and, I came back to Mass, couldn't figure out what was wrong, no one really knew, we didn't know what it was at the time. Went back to Colorado, and at that time, I started to get some help from traditional Chinese medicine. They seemed to be able to help figure out my digestion, get me back on track. At that same time, I met a traveling hula hoop performer. He came through Boulder, and he was teaching everyone to hula hoop, and I was very open at that time. After getting very ill, I was like, well, I'm going to try anything. I'm going to have fun. Life is very short.
Good.
And I learned to hula hoop for the first time, and I was absolutely crazy about it, and I learned to hula hoop with a little bit easier hula hoop than you usually would find.
Oh, okay. Now, I looked at your website, which was wonderful, by the way, very colorful. And are the hula hoops that you use, they're flexible, is that correct? Because it's not like the 1970s whammo kind of hard plastic hula hoops, or do you have those as well?
Well, these are not really, they're flexible, but they're not super hard either.
Okay.
Ours is a much heavier, wider, more durable hula hoop. In fact, I think originally when hula hoops came out in the 50s, they were pretty good hoops, and then cheaper ones started being made, and the kind that you find now in a store, if you hoop frantically and you're about 5 years old or you just really move crazily, you can keep that hoop up, but these are not hoops like that at all.
Oh, okay. And now you call it Full Motion Family Empowerment. Can you explain that a little further in terms of how this empowerment comes about? Is it through the actual practice of the hoop, or is there more to it than just the actual stretching and dance?
Right. Well, initially, the hula hooping was a very empowering for me, and one of the reasons for that was it helped me redevelop my core strength. And in Chinese medicine, it's very interesting. Core strength is related to particular organs, and those organs rule different emotions in the body. And the way it works is the stronger your core is, the stronger your self-esteem, your poise, your confidence, your ability to stand up.
Now, people who might not be familiar with the term core, that's your abdominal area,
yes.
And does that also include with your lower back, like the whole, you know?
That's what I'm thinking about. Right. Whether it's technically, but exactly. I'm speaking about the back, the core, the stomach, the center. And when you strengthen that area, the whole body just starts to feel better.
Yes.
And so I was working on it nutritionally, just making sure I ate things I could digest well, but also strengthening my body. So the empowerment comes from a lot of us, we might do isolated exercises with our arms and different parts of our leg, you know, bodies, but we don't necessarily move the core. A lot of movement classes and things like that are now moving the core are very popular. Not only does it feel invigorating and wonderful to move all of that, it's actually working on a physical level to invigorate our bodies and get all of the organs and everything working well. And when you're really young, you don't think about that. Once you hit maybe 30 and you start to have a health problem or two, you go, I wonder what's going on in there, in my tummy there. So the hula hooping is extremely good for making the whole body strong. And I think the free movement and just the creativity, you know, after a night of dancing or getting up and going to a party and moving a little bit, you feel so great. That's a big part of it. And I also share my story about what happened to me through food allergies and digestive issues, because I feel that, like, that affects a lot of people too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I was a school teacher and a private tutor for years, and I saw that that was really affecting a lot of people. And I felt that if I came out with a message that this was not just, you know, that this was about making your body stronger, making your family stronger, because when you feel good and you feel healthy, you can have better relationships. And I just felt like that would be a really positive thing to take on after I, you know, when I got better.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So now did you get your children, I don't know if you have children, but if you do, did you get them involved as well with it?
I don't have any children of my
own. Okay. But you do work with children.
Yes.
That's great.
I'm a private tutor and a teacher for just about every age. I have nephews and nieces, though. And you know, it's a great self-esteem booster. When you learn how to hula hoop, and then, you know, for them, I taught them how, and they're like, oh, okay. But then when they go places and other people are wanting them to do physical things, try the hula hoop, do sports, it helps benefit them. And it's a real self-esteem booster, these kind of hoops that I use. For other children who might not be very athletic, because it's very easy to learn and master, especially with the technique that I share with them, and I teach a special full motion technique. And then it builds their, it's a good brain developer, left brain, right.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
And helps with coordination. And the more coordination you have, the better you are at other sports. So that's a big self-esteem booster for children.
Now, see, I wish I had had that. I was one of those really gawky, skinny kids that not only did I get picked last on team sports, that the teams would fight over who got stuck with me.
Yeah.
And that's a real, talk about self-esteem, you know, just killer. I mean, that was so bad. So I would have highly benefited. So it's so nice to hear, because I happen to know a lot of kids that, whether it's because they have some sort of disability or because they just have, you know, poor or low muscle tone or poor motor control due to some other issues, it's nice to know that they can do it too.
Yes.
And have you seen that help kids who have different special needs, for them to be able to do it and feel better about themselves?
I have. I've seen children come. I'll go to different places. Like, I go to the farmers markets occasionally in Bedford and Westford, and I'm there to give lessons and sell hoops and such. And children will come along, and there was one particular girl, you know, she was just a little bit heavier, and I didn't, you know, she didn't seem like she did any sports, and I went through the lesson with her, and she, you know, usually 99.9% of people I can teach very quickly. She was the 1% or the 0.1% that stuck with it, and she stuck with it and stuck with it. She kept coming back, and I just kept encouraging her. She kept coming back and trying it, and, you know, like, in by the end of the day, she could kind of do it. The next week, she came back, and she was great at it, and I watched her kind of blossom and feel like, yeah, you know? And it sounds like a small thing, but...
Oh, no, not at all.
You know, we all know in sports, when you master something, you feel really good about yourself. This is a thing that develops a lot of rhythm and balance. It's one of those things where it seems very small, but it's really kind of big. Once you start moving in this, then you're a little more confident in your sports. You're a little more confident in dancing. Sometimes I will go places and I'll just whip them out and I'll be like, okay, come on, let's try it. And I was at a golf course once and recently, and some gentlemen, they jumped in and they did it. They were, you know, dads, grandfathers, younger guys, and they were hula hooping with me. And you know what? For them, it was kind of like, well, this is a little different. Then they got it, and you could tell they were having fun. So I think that it's fun for us to break out. I just heard some very sad news today. One of my friends, who's only about 40, just died. And I
oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
I thought to myself, oh, I don't want that to taint, you know, what I say. But the truth is life is short. Go out and have some fun.
Exactly.
Now break out. And when you move, and this is the cool thing, too, that I discovered. It doesn't take a lot in actually soothing things like yoga, like hula hooping. They're very soothing and rhythmic with this type of a hula hoop. So you nurture yourself to health. That's the way. I feel like I'm stronger. I'm more flexible than I've ever been in my whole life. I was like you, the kid that couldn't do anything for sports. And now I'm someone that people say, how did you do that? And I go, you know what? It's a lot of slow practice, sticking with it, and doing something rhythmic and enjoyable, not pushing the body and hurting it.
Now, for people listening, they might be picturing, you know, like I'm picturing you with the hula hoop around your waist. But I, you know, however, I went to your website and I saw that you were lying on your back and you have one like kind of on your foot or your ankle and then one on your hand. And it's like, wow, how the heck do you do that? So for people who are trying to picture it, and again, we'll give your website at the end. It's not just standing like, again, in the 70s with it around your waist. You have it around different body parts and you're sort of moving and having to balance at the same time. Is that?
Yeah, good point. That's what we do is we I teach people to lasso it on your hands, work with your arms and little tricks with that to make it safe and to make it look smooth. And then, so you're working your entire body. It's a whole body sculpting workout that's incredibly fun. It stretches out the body because you reach out in different directions. You know, whatever you're good at, you can incorporate. I'm good with my feet. I'm a self-trained dancer. I've been dancing since I was 17, but just on my own. And I'm good with my feet, so I do a lot with that. And I've found that it's good for firming the legs, and it's fun. You know, sometimes you get tired because we hoop for hours sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
Back and you relax, and you do it up there in your foot.
Now, if somebody tries and they're still having trouble, are there modifications where they can put it like higher up their leg or lower on their foot or, you know, whatever makes it easier for them until they learn the proper technique?
If you hoop on your ankle, it's likely to, unless you're moving very quickly and carefully, it's likely to come down your leg. It's easier on the foot because, it'll stay away from your face and you can kind of use the foot like a hand.
Okay.
So, you know what it comes down to is flexibility. Like right now when I'm speaking to you, I'm actually sitting on my feet. Like I feel like if you incorporate little tiny stretches throughout the day, your flexibility grows very quickly. And then these kind of things... You know, I say to people, it takes 15 minutes to learn a trick. Do you have 15 minutes or do you have to know it right away? If you give yourself time to try it over and over again, that's what I did. I mean, one day I decided I was going to learn to hoop on my foot. I went out to the backyard and it fell. And somebody was walking by going, what is she doing? And I said, I am going to learn this. So it's just, I think it's a huge tool for developing, what's that word, tenacity. And I've got that, and you stick with it. And the people that come to my classes and stick with it, they learn. At the end of the class, you know, Sharon was doing great. At the end of the class, you can do all kinds of things. In fact, everywhere I go, like I'm going to ladies' night at Main Street in Concord. I'm going to different places, farmers markets. Everywhere I go, people look at me and they say, how do you do that? I say, wait a minute, try it. And when they see that they can do it, it's really surprising to people. They think, oh, that's for, you know, super fit people that, you know, are very athletic. No, you can do this. It's very rhythmic and very simple. And then once you warm up the body, you can do more and more.
Now, are there yoga-like poses incorporated into the hooping?
It's funny you say that. I do a lot of that. Yeah,
okay.
I like to take and add yoga-type move to it because that's what I enjoy.
Okay, and I also mentioned dance as well. What type of dance is it?
Freestyle dance.
Fun.
One of my other goals is to, when I do shows, the focus of the show is everybody dances and everybody hoops. You know, they say everybody sings if you can walk, you know, if you can.
If you can walk, you can.
Yeah.
You can dance, and if you can talk, you can sing, right? I remember that from college. I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too. And I feel that everyone does. And so, what was I saying here with that?
You're talking about the freestyle and if everybody's freestyle dancing.
So my joy is encouraging people to dance and loosen up their body. And I make it look a little bit like a yoga stretch because that's how I believe dance begins.
Mm-hmm.
So I show people just a very basic way. And then when you do that, you can incorporate that with the hooping. And then you're really flying because the body's loose. Like you said, you don't want to just stand there and go back and forth, back and forth. There's so many ways you can move with it. And the whole body feels massaged. And we cannot underestimate that. When you massage the core, the digestion, elimination, you know, just like making the body work like a tight ship, that's how you get your metabolism going. That's how, you know, you start to feel really good. And so it's a huge health booster as well as being really fun.
Oh, sorry about that. We were having just a minute of, difficult for a second to hear you. I wanted to ask about your plans for the summer. Now, you had mentioned the ladies' group or ladies' night in Concord. And what night? You said Wednesday night? Is that?
That's Wednesday night. We're getting that going. They're down at Main Street Market in Concord. They're really wonderful people down there. And we've been collaborating and talking about different things. And I'm going to be there on Wednesday nights from 7 to 10. And, you know, we're showing people the hoop and other fun things, innovative things around health or beauty. And it's...
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's a nice group. I'm also going to go to Kids Fest in Haverhill. I think that's on May 3rd. I love it when people call me and say, there's this great event happening in my community. Why don't you contact them? Because I'm new back to, you know, I was living out in California and Colorado, so I'm new back to the area. So I love to find out what's going on around here so I can bring the hooping there. Some other things, you know, I've done is I've gone to, like, wedding showers.
Oh, that's great.
Birthdays, yeah. And you know what's really wonderful is I've gone to weight loss groups, and that's really awesome. Yes. You know, sometimes people who have had surgery and different kinds of things, and I show them, I make a special hoop for them. I make a different hoop for everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I have hoops for grandmothers, too. And what's cool about that is it's a lighter weight hula hoop. And so they're like, oh, my back, they're concerned. So as long as their doctor says you're okay to exercise, then, you know, there's something that they can join in and do, too.
Well, what are the hoops made from?
They're all made of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they were something recyclable, but they're all made of a plastic. Yep, and they you know, and they come in different weights and sizes. So little kids, they don't give them a super heavy hoop, but it's much heavier than the hoop that they get in the store. And you know, sometimes people will get their kid a hula hoop and say, "Oh, but she can do it for a few minutes," or they do it frantically. This is different. And if you have a kid that's a little bit awkward learning it. Because of the extra weight and the size of this hoop, it stays up longer, so the child gets the chance to say, oh, that's how you keep it up. They actually get a chance to figure it out.
Now, do you ever, can someone hire you to work with their child one-on-one, or do you just, or does it have to be more like a party situation?
No, that's a really good point. No, I had one dad, he brought her daughter in, she was four, and he thought she'd be great at it, and she looked so adorable hula hooping.
Oh, I bet.
But also therapeutically, or older children, yeah, sure, I'd love to do that. I was a coach and a self-esteem coach, and so I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, because my daughter has some motor issues. I was just thinking that that's something that I'd love to get you to show her and to show me. Now, I was going to go to one of your classes, and unfortunately, I had fallen a couple months ago, and I on the hard ice, and I hurt myself pretty badly. I'm okay now, so now that I'm better, I really want to take your classes and check it out. Now, once school starts again, will you be going into the schools?
Yes, I go into
the... I mean, you know, as talking about, since we were talking about, excuse me, the summer, after the summer.
Yeah, like, you know, I do different events in the summer and things like that, and in the school year, I've gone to schools, Moody School in Lowell, I taught the entire school to hoop. You know, I've been out to some private schools and other schools, and I'm going this month to a school in Hudson to teach the public, you know, the PE teachers, my techniques.
And oh, that's a good idea. I was actually going to ask you that if you're ever asked to train other folks that work with children or even other folks who teach exercise to adults.
Yes, I love that. And that way more people can learn. And, you know, these hoops are very, very easy, but it does really help to have a good coach or a teacher or someone who's taught your teacher how to do it, because there are little tricks, and I can look at someone and say, you're not breathing, you need to shift this. And if, as the PE teachers learn to do that, they can have the entire group. It's so cool to walk into a large group of kids, and, you know, usually with hula hoops, maybe half of them can do it, a quarter of them can do it, something. When I bring in these hoops, the entire gym is just filled with people hula hooping. The teachers are hula hooping. It's a really cool thing to see. And everybody's just really quiet, like, just focused on what they're doing.
It sounds like you have to really concentrate. Which is, it seems nice, though, because it's, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. They get talking after they get going, but it's really not that hard. It's about feeling it. It's feeling it with your body.
Okay. Well, it sounds fabulous. Now, how can people get in touch with you?
I've got two ways. They can contact me through my email, my website. It's Full Motion Family, FULL. MOTION family.com. Okay. Full Motion Family. They could also Google Allison Mackey, but my name's a little hard to spell.
You can go ahead and spell it.
What's that? Spell it. It's ALLYSONMAKIEJ. If you Google my name or Full Motion online and hula hooping, you'll see lots of things we've done with museums and such. And my number is 978-454-7425. And I do demos. You know what I think is a cool thing that I'm offering is if you gather a number of friends,
okay,
call me up. I've got some really reasonable prices, and you can check my website. I will come out and show you and your friends if you're shy. I don't teach a lot of classes in the spring and the summer because people want to be outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of have a little class at your house or in your backyard. You know, you don't have to have it indoors. And, you know, like corporations, like they're take your child to a work day. I can come there if that's a more convenient way. I think for, you know, some people it's a little challenging to find time to fit a class in or something. And so I actually come to events. I'm looking to some health clubs now who might like me to come and teach. And
oh, that's a great idea. I was thinking that's wonderful. Yeah, that would be, I mean, you know, you have yoga, you have spinning, you have aerobics, but, you know, it's nice. You know, they're always looking for something new and innovative and fun, and it's free-spirited. It sounds fabulous.
Yeah,
I'm going to be calling you soon. I want you to come and teach my daughter and I. That'll be great. But I wanted to say, unfortunately, Sharon was not able to join us, but I'm so glad that you were, and it was fabulous. And I think it's really inspiring to, you know, not only get a great workout for your body, but do something that's good for your family and yourself and your mind. Because again, I think that focus at first, I mean, you said you start to talk, but to, you know, to have to like tune into your body, I think is really important and really great. But I want to thank you again.
Oh, thank
it's really
you.
Wonderful to have you on.
Yes,
and
you.
Next week we'll be joined by Lucia Jenkins, lactation consultant extraordinaire, to talk about breastfeeding. In the meantime, you can check out my website at itsyourhealthradio.org. And if you'd like to reach me, you can email me at lisa@itsyourhealthradio.org. And if you've missed shows in the past, there are several right now available to download. And it's pretty exciting. And soon they'll be up there, all of them. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and keep being healthy. Bye-bye.